Republicans in Washington are confident they can pass their tax overhaul this week. Democratic New York Congressman Paul Tonko has misgivings about the legislation.
Our current tax code is burdensome, complex, and profoundly unfair. It has exported our jobs, closed our factories, and left millions of parents worried that their children might be the first generation to have less opportunity than the last.
President Donald Trump speaking last week. Sunday at his Albany office, Congressman Tonko of New York's 20th District raised alarm.
The president calls this tax reform. I reject that notion. This is not tax reform. This is tax cutting for the rich. What should have been done was a tax reform bill that closed loopholes, denied taxes that are outmoded, no longer useful, no longer growing the economy, and in a revenue-neutral format, targeting the savings that come from closing those loopholes and undoing some undoing some tax policy that wasn't growing the economy, taking the corresponding savings and inserting those, targeting those for the most vulnerable, the most needy out there, the most deserving of relief. Those the most deserving would be, in my mind, small business and middle class. That wasn't done. There was not a revenue neutral notion to this. There was not closing loopholes associated with this. There was not undoing tax incentives that are no longer growing the economy.
Tonko fears taxes will grow for 84% of U.S. households. And he says citizens would lose health care since the Affordable Care Act's mandate would end with the bill's passage. He says other long-standing programs would also be affected.
Think tanks have said instead of growing the economy 4%, it's going to grow the economy 0.1%. That's not good enough. That's not going to do what it needs to do. So now we have to find a payment mechanism, and I'm worried that their next step is to reduce Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, because that's been their mantra, to voucher out Medicare, to privatize Social Security, and to block grant Medicaid.
Like fellow Republican Elise Stefanik of the 21st District, 19th District Congressman John Faso says he plans to vote no for a different set of reasons.
I still remain very concerned about the precipitous nature of the change to state and local tax deductibility. Many people have ordered their economic lives based upon a predictability that state and local taxes would be deductible. And this legislation is, as of January 1, 2018, just 2 weeks from now, going to shut down that possibility. Now, mind you, most of the taxpayers in our district and state are no longer going to have to worry about losing this deductibility because the standard deduction is going to be increased to $24,000 for a married couple, $12,000 for a single filer. So if your itemized deductions are lower than those numbers, $24,000 and $12,000, then you don't have to worry about losing the state and local deduction or your mortgage interest deduction. But for many taxpayers in our state, more affluent taxpayers, business owners who create jobs, this is going to create a great incentive for them to leave New York. And that is already happening, and I fear that this bill will accelerate it.
Tonko argues the process pushing the bill forward has been flawed.
All the work has been focused in secret on doing this, but there weren't the hearings. There wasn't the public exchange. The public should be involved in this. This is affecting every household in the country. People should have had their say.
Faso has a different point of view.
The Democrats are repeating a falsity about this bill. They say that it's going to hurt the middle class. In actuality, most middle class people in our district, in our state, are going to get a tax cut. That just doesn't conform to their rhetoric that somehow this is benefiting millionaires and billionaires. It's unfortunate that Democrats never even engaged in this process, because I think we might have been able, had they engaged, to have more of a possibility of saving the state and local tax deduction, or at least lessening the impact of its removal.
Tonko says if passed, the new law would likely become effective for your 2019 income, which would affect your January 2020 tax filings. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.